Welcome, everybody.
Radio.
Second episode of Social Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Brother Lino Solis and Brother Raymond Acevedo. And today's topic is going to be global wealth, international expansion, ways that we can diversify our business opportunities, not only capitalizing the United States, but basically leveraging the global economy, specifically Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Brother Solis?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Brother Cava. I'm excited about some of those topics and concepts that you just outlined and the opportunity to take our businesses global, because right now, in my opinion and certainly the opinion of the experts, we're moving into a much more social economy where we kind of share and grow networks with each other. So one of the things we're looking to do is enter into markets globally, such as markets in Asia, markets in Latin America, markets in the Caribbean, where we can offer services that people are already using in those markets, such as energy, telecom, nutraceuticals, coffee, and in some respects, insurance, and cable services and internet-based cable services. And to the extent that we can offer those services at a lower price, people pay their bills, and then as a result, we can capitalize on getting an ongoing stream of income every single month when people pay the bills on those services. So right now in the U.S., we're seeing a lot of success. We also entered into Canada and Puerto Rico, and where we see right now is expanding into Mexico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, other Central American and Latin American countries, eventually South American countries such as Peru. And then obviously from the Far East, we're looking into the Philippines, Singapore, and Malaysia. So if you're hearing this talk radio for the first time, this show about social entrepreneurialism and going international, I could tell you right now, we're going to host a webinar this Monday at 8 p.m. where you can learn more about exactly what we're doing and where we're going. It's very, very exciting. And also, we're going to host a private reception here in New York. If you are in the Harlem area, we're going to host a private reception, and you'll have an opportunity. So if you go on the site and you see the link, log on, and you'll learn more via the webinar. It's only about 20 minutes, and it'll be this Monday. So looking forward to sharing with you. At this point, I'd like to share pass it on to my partner. He's growing his business internationally from Latin America to Asia to the U.S. and Canada, and I want to pass it on to dealmaker extraordinaire, Mr. Raymond Acevedo. Mr. Acevedo?
Thank you, Lino, for your kind words. It's exciting today. You know, we have one of our partners who's doing some huge stuff, Digna and her husband. They are... they're doing what we're talking about. You know, they're growing a network. Digna, you know, she's Dominican, of Dominican descent. She resides here in North America in the state of New Jersey. And I think it's beautiful because it really is a true indication of what we've been talking about, you know, just how rapid this rise of reaching these milestones within the vehicle that we use, which is Five Links, to tap into this global network. You know, I think Digna's been in the deal now for 3 years, and she's hitting levels of success that our partners here in North America has taken them, some of them, you know, 6-7 years to reach those levels. And, you know, between the crew here, we've been saying on and on how we really truly believe that we can attain those levels of success in half the time. And I really believe that Digna is a true testament to that, because I believe 3 years is about half to reach that point. Now, you know, one of the things that I like to tap into as we discuss this expansion is Haiti. You know, Haiti's on the cusp of launching, I believe, this Saturday. They're going to be launching in on Hispaniola, the half of the island that we call Haiti. And it's really exciting. And, you know, you know, we have a few leaders here, one of them being Joe Vance, who's of Haitian descent. And, you know, we have Tupac Derenicourt. We have Leslie Derenicourt, who we affectionately call Uncle Les. They are all of Haitian descent. And, you know, they're on fire out there. They've been signing people up, and the deal is back, is going back as far as April. And, you know, these folks, if you want to think about, you know, some of the struggles that, you know, people throw at us here in North America, they'll say stuff like, well, you know, I don't have the money, or I don't have the support, I don't have the infrastructure, I don't have the time. You know, you think about, you know, the realities of these folks on the island. You know, a lot of them, you know, they don't have running water. They don't have the wherewithal to have a UPS truck bring them the products and services, but yet they have a vision for where they can take this opportunity. And for me, you know, as I sit in my home or as I walk around and I'm listening to some of these folks, it's just real inspiring for me. And I really, you know, I guess just to not vent, but, you know, it just pains me when I try to share this vision that I have and that my brothers here have with some of the other folks that we try to share this opportunity with. And, you know, they just don't get it. And I guess everybody's at a different place at a different time. And for me, it was just a no-brainer to see, you know, the opportunity, for lack of a better word. You know, the ability to live in Haiti. And, you know, okay, all right, you might not have the blessing to have running water. You might not have the blessing to have some of the accoutrements that we have here in North America. But these folks, you know, they still have vision. You know, they still have eyes and they still have ears, and they can see that, you know, people that look just like them, you know, how they're having success here in North America and Brooklyn. So they're excited, you know. And one of the things that I'd like to open up here while we're sitting down is why do you think, you know, I'll throw it out to the crew, why do you think people just don't, you know, see what we see, you know?
Well, I'm not a movie buff, man, but, you know, the last 10 or 15 years, man, something that's been thrown out there that people have heard of is this thing called the Matrix. And the Matrix basically is sort of this system, this perpetual system that we are part of, and we don't realize it at the conscious level that we are part of something bigger. The issue is that within the Matrix, we are being dictated by something that we're not aware of on an ongoing basis. I think what's happened is that at a basic subsistence level, everybody's so caught up on eating, paying bills, and getting through day to day, that we're not given the opportunity to evaluate why are we in that cycle? Why are we living day to day? You know, somebody said it best. You know, if an opportunity came, we're not talking about a movie ticket. We're not talking about, you know, a pair of sneakers. But opportunity comes to you and somebody says you can start your own business and it's going to cost you $250. Why does everybody freak when on a weekly basis we probably pay for coffee and other things that are, you know, that are luxuries and we don't think about it? I think that's that cycle, is that everybody's so caught up on their own grind and not realizing that we're connected at a greater level, and that if we step outside of the day-to-day mundane perpetual, you know, hamster on a wheel scenarios and habits, that we have an opportunity to sort of really evaluate, why is it that I'm not where I want to be at? Why is it that I'm not getting over that hump? And by doing that, hopefully that can get people at least to start questioning their current situation and, more importantly, come up with options. You know, Brother Lino?
Absolutely. I have to second all concepts that were just discussed. Here, we're simply talking about an opportunity to capitalize on services that we use And sometimes relating that message to some people seems too good to be true. But notwithstanding that, we see a great and bright future for our communities globally, and we see the capacity and opportunity to leverage, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, trillions of dollars. So we welcome and invite you to reach out to us, send us a note via email, via Facebook, however you can communicate with us via this blog, talk radio station. Go on the link, log on to that webinar this upcoming Monday at 8 p.m., and you'll learn exactly about what we're about, what we're going to do, and how this company is going to grow globally, and the opportunity that you could bring to yourself and your family. So very, very excited about where we're going, and certainly want to share it with you. So with that said, I'm going to pass the call back to Brother Martin Kaba, who's going to close us out for the afternoon. Thank you very, very much, family.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, listening, tuning in, and our goal is every single week or whenever we're on the broadcast, provide you some, you know, some information, some tidbits of advice, and more importantly, open up the conversation about future self-empowerment and self-sufficiency and entrepreneurism. Thank you very much.